Hi, welcome to another Expert Updates discussion. Today we're joined by two guests, Emilio, who is CTO and co-founder at Beyond Price, and Vasilis, who is the CEO and head of product at Juyo Analytics. Just to highlight, both Beyond Price and Juyo Analytics are expert partners. In this discussion, we hear about the recently announced partnership between Beyond Price and Juyo Analytics. It's a fairly broad-ranging discussion, touching on how did the partnership come about, how will the technology work, what is the value to hoteliers, and what is the future potential. Really hope you enjoy the conversation. Let's get started. Hey, welcome, guys. Good to see you. Thanks for joining us. I know I've had the chance of speaking with both of you individually before. Never had the chance to have you both on a discussion, and obviously the recent news is the reason we've got you guys together about your partnership, and we're going to dig into that in a moment, but probably useful just to kind of get a little bit of an introduction from both of you first and foremost, and then we'll talk about how the partnership came together and what the benefits will be. So Emilio at Beyond Price, if I can kind of pass over to you first, and you can just tell us a little bit about who Beyond Price is, and then we'll come to Vasilis at Juyo.
Perfect. Thank you, Trevor. It's a pleasure to be here again. Well, Beyond Price is a 9-year-old company. We started as a market intelligence tool, but soon we realized that the data will become a commodity. So we decided to add more value to our clients, helping them through forecasting and recommendations with machine learning technologies. Mm-hmm. And right now we are the unique customer-centric revenue management system that there is in the market, thanks to the HQI, the Hotel Quality Index, that allows us to improve the hotel revenues, the customer lifetime value, and also the fair pricing.
Perfect. Thank you. And to Vasilis at Juyo, can you just give us a quick overview, please?
Sure. So I'm Vasilis. I'm the founder of Juyo Analytics. We're a data analytics and visualization platform for hospitality. We've been around for actually 6 years, so a little bit short of Beyond Price. And what we focus is we focus on empowering commercial teams to drive the most profitable business. So that's our mission.
Perfect. Great. Well, look, thank you. That was just a quick insight. I'm sure people are aware of Beyond Price. I'm sure people are aware of Juyo, but just useful for those that may be listening in or watching to just get a quick overview. So the partnership, an exciting coming together. I'm going to keep relatively quiet through all of this because we want to hear from you guys how this has come about. I don't know, don't mind who wants to take it on or start the conversation, but how did this come together? Where was the kernel of idea? What was the thought process of bringing your two companies into a partnership arrangement? Who wants to take that?
Okay, I will start. Nowadays, it's more common to collaborate with between companies in all industries, and in the tourism sector, it makes sense. Mm-hmm. to collaborate. Reinventing the wheel doesn't make sense. If there are leaders that can collaborate together, so why not?
Yeah.
So that's why we decided to start working, and we wanted to have a better time to market and maintain our own focus and vision in the market.
Yeah.
And when we talked together, we saw that we had the same vision of our roadmap on how to help hoteliers to improve their revenue management culture.
And Vasilis, from your perspective?
Yeah, the real story goes, we met in a bar and after a couple of beers, we decided, I'm joking, that's not how it went. But indeed, if you look at other industries, cooperation between companies in one ecosystem is a whole different level than what we have in hospitality. So what we are actually starting, and I think it's pretty much a first in hospitality, I don't know if there's a lot of companies that do that. Other industries, it's really common. So we're thinking that we are starting something new and something that should happen more. Mm-hmm. But then again, as Emilio was saying, is, let's say, sort of combining the best of two worlds was really something that was making sense. As soon as I met Emilio and we spoke, there was just three keywords in his first sentence that really got me exciting. And then I was like, oh, we're on the same line here. We speak the same language. Let's talk about this. This is good.
Well, this was something I was going to pick up on because, I mean, Emilio, you said, obviously, there's a number of ways that you can go. You could develop your own product, look at your own solution. You've got to get that time to market as well because it's moving so fast. So there's various different ways that you could, from a data analytics point of view, do you move into an RMS from a geo and develop your own RMS system? For Beyond Price, do you look at a forecasting data analytics, forward-looking data piece? And I think it's natural to look at collaborations, but for collaborations to really work together, and both of you have mentioned exactly the same thing. You think in a similar way. When you were talking, you could see that where you were trying to get to and how you were trying to get there was a similar mind. Can you kind of talk a little bit more about that? How that the similar cultural or ideological approach to it, how that marries the two of you together?
Yeah. I think you cannot be good at everything. And when we thought about analytics, we realized that there were big players like Juju working around. And we realized we don't have to put our hands on that. Mm-hmm. We have to look for the best and work together. And we realized that as a revenue management system, we focus on the operative level, mm-hmm. or operations level, excuse me. And we give to our customers predictions and recommendations. Mm-hmm. However, we also wanted to help hoteliers with a better strategic point of view. And that's where Juju appears.
Yeah.
They have a wonderful analytical tool that help hoteliers to focus on the strategic point of view or strategic decisions. And those solutions together gives to the client a better value proposition.
No, that makes sense. And Vasilis, from your point of view, what was it that that the meeting of minds and the same vision possibly that came from that? What struck you?
Yeah. So if you break down, let's say, revenue management and maybe commercial performance, you could very easily it's two things, right? One is what Emilio was saying, which is the tactical decision making of making a lot of decisions about price, about forecasting, prediction, and automating that part. So that's number one. And number two is a little bit more strategic, is, what market segments are we going after? What are the distribution channels? And let's say, where should we allocate our marketing spend? What's happening generally with our property? What's sort of that overarching strategy? And these are two completely different disciplines that require two different skill sets to actually solve them. Mm-hmm. And it would be completely ludicrous, for instance, if we would say, let's build an RMS now because customers are asking us. And a lot of customers said, hey, you have a wonderful BI. Can we also have the price optimization? And we said, we are not a price optimizer. We don't do that. We don't want to do that. We don't know how to do that. It's another skill set. It would be totally ludicrous to actually do that. So it's two different skill sets. It's two different movies. And if you really want to, let's say, do it all on your own, basically you're building two companies in one. And mm-hmm. and I think that's probably what brought us together of saying, again, when we are talking and then we're sort of talking about, lifetime value, for instance, Emilio just brought up. He will speak later about other concepts like total revenue. Mm-hmm. And all these things that we talked about, we realized that it's two different worlds. They are running in parallel, but the destination happens to be the same.
Yeah.
And when you realize that, hey, you're saying, hey, we have a similar destination and we're coming from two different ways, well, let's drive together.
Yeah, it's like being passengers in the same car.
Yeah, exactly. It's co-sharing. Yeah, exactly.
But you both get to drive a little bit.
We have to. Yeah, we have two steering wheels. You know,
that could be fun. So, from previous conversations that we've had, we always try and come at things here at Revenue Hub, not from a technological point of view, but from a hotelier's point of view, because there's a lot is spoken about having an RMS solution, but we know there is still a lot of hotels that don't have an RMS solution. We know that everyone has spoken, certainly since COVID, about the importance of forward-looking data and additional data sets, because we can't always be in look historically. But again, you know, we're still having to try and get that message across to hoteliers of the value to it. So I guess what I'm trying to unpick here is from a hotel point of view, and maybe rather than looking at it just in we have an RMS or we have a data analytics, what do you see as the combination of these two tools together? What is the value to the hotelier now of combining these two solutions that maybe could be the difference between looking at them in isolation and now saying, okay, that's a really good package? Who wants to pick that one up?
Well, we have worked to do it very simple.
Okay.
From a commercial and administrative point of view, for example, clients will only have to speak with BeyondPrice for contracts, invoices, and payments. And BeyondPrice will synchronize with Juju internally. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, from a support point of view, BeyondPrice clients will have available their common communications channels as usual. And so if we need something from Juju, we will speak internally. Mm-hmm. So it will be transparent also for them.
Understood.
From the point of view of the user, we thought that it had to be also very simple. So Juju Analytics will be embedded in BeyondPrice solution.
Okay.
So they don't have to do any to enter their credentials again. Mm-hmm. So it's a single sign-on solution. And they will see also the look and feel very similar for both solutions.
Makes sense. And Vasilis, any from your perspective?
Yeah, no, I think there is definite advantages in every aspect, which is I don't need to purchase two systems, I don't need to deal with two people, I don't need to worry like, are these people actually gonna, if I purchase a BI tool and an RMS separately, are these going to go away from each other? And then at some point, I'll have two ways of looking at things. So there's a lot of these considerations that people don't need to think about it, because as the sort of cooperation unfolds, they will find that what we say with Emilio and that common vision will actually materialize.
Yeah.
And the more we advance in time, the better this will be. So again, we are not thinking about this in a way, well, let's run two things in one place. There's a much deeper cooperation that's happening behind the scenes, and there's a longer vision, and we think that we will be in an excellent position to really combine the best of two worlds. I mean, it's a definite advantage.
And I think you've touched on some good points there, because partnerships are very commercially sensible from when you're looking at it from BeyondPrice or Juju's perspective. I guess you always have that hesitancy from the user perspective, as this. If to say, is this going to overcomplicate things? You know, have I now got to go into two different dashboards? Are they going to be integrated? How are they going to talk together? What involvement do I need to have? Who do I go to for support? So I think the fact that those are being kept as simple as possible. And then, if I understood correctly, kind of embedding the geoanalytics piece into the Beyond Price solution, so it all sits within. I sign in as one user, and it is all there in one space. Was that right? Did I understand that correctly?
Yeah, right. It is.
Okay, good. And all the support then just gets picked up from Beyond Price or the geo clients. How does that kind of work? They will relate with you if they've just got the data BI pieces, just those clients, but obviously trying to look at the advantages of the Beyond Price RMS solution. Is that right?
They will have one point of contact, okay, which is always makes it easier.
Yep.
And, you know, our job is to make Emilio's team successful. That's what we need to focus on.
Yeah. No, that makes sense. And in terms of...
We have to help Basilis in order to grow their company also.
Yeah. And that's where the synergistic pieces come, isn't it? It's like You both look at what are the opportunities. I mean, it's obvious, that's why it's the partnership, but it's all looking at what are the core strengths that we have and what are the areas where we can support each other to grow. Or ultimately, it's not just about growing the company, is it? The growing of the company will happen if your customers are deriving value from your technology solutions. What opportunities do you think that potentially opens up going forward?
Okay, this is only the beginning. Mm-hmm. We think about our partnership in long term. Mm-hmm. So we are launching this new version of the solution together, but we have planned to launch another version after summer.
Okay,
and also we are working together in the next steps after that, thinking about how Basilis has mentioned, thinking about network power, total revenue, and those disruptive ideas that can help the hotel industry.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, and I think that's really the beauty of it is naturally we came to say, what can we, like we work on a time scale, like you can almost put three levels in the time scale. The first level is what can we bring like now, yeah, right? Where can we add value now? Not in hypothetical 18 months. It's like, you know, in 1st of August, we are launching this, right? So it's getting live. Now, that's the first one. Already in the works, we have the V2 of the partnership, so to speak, right, that is already in preparation. And then we have the third step, which is cooperating in the background also on the long term. So it is a long-term partnership and it's you know, that's one of the most exciting things I've ever done so far. So I'm really looking forward to it.
Brilliant. Well,
I'm going to spend more time in Madrid now. That's great.
I'm conscious it's busy times for you guys individually, busy times for you guys collectively as well. So I won't hold you guys up anymore. I've kind of got out of this what we were hoping to discuss. Are there any points that we haven't touched on that you guys just want to mention in the last few minutes, or have we kind of conveyed everything that you were hoping to in this discussion?
Some final words of wisdom. No, I think that's pretty much it. Emilio, what do you say?
Yeah, I think it's okay.
Good.
We are really excited about this partnership and how we can help the industry.
Yeah, I think pulling the two together, knowing both of you as I do and the companies as we've got to know you as we work together as our expert partners, looking at how you're developing your solutions, you know, you've got those benefits of each of you growing and developing, but then pulling together where there's areas of harmony. So it should be really exciting. We look forward to getting you back on again to probably dig a little bit more deeper into how the RMS, the pricing optimization, the data analytics, and what the future potentially holds and how those two things coming together could be of value. So yeah, go for it.
I can say one thing about this. So that's a segue to our next discussion, is that there is a lot of things that we have spoken in the industry in revenue management that have become, that are elusive. We talk about it a lot since 10, 15 years, and nothing has really happened for some reason. And these areas, we're going to talk about them on the next podcast, additional commercials. But I think now we'll really go ahead and tackle them head on. So we want to really tackle these areas that we talk a lot, but haven't done anything as an industry. So that's that.
Well, there we go. That's a brilliant advert to come back when we do the next one. Great stuff. Well, look, thank you both for joining us. Been great to talk with you. Great to hear about the partnership. Great to hear what it can mean, and look forward to watching it flourish. So thanks again.
Well, I hope that conversation was of interest, and thanks again to Emilio and Vasilis for joining us. If you have any thoughts or views on this partnership, please feel free to share them. We value your input, and we're happy to follow up with our guests. You can reach us via our social channels, or you can email us via insights@revenue-hub.com. That's INSIGHTS, insights@revenue-hub.com. And if you like what we're producing, please do subscribe to the podcast channel you're listening to. If you want to see the interview, you can find it on the Revenue Hub YouTube channel, and the link is in the podcast notes. And if you do watch it on YouTube, it would be great if you would consider subscribing. It really helps out the channel, which helps us to help others. Anyway, until next time, thanks for listening.